the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When it comes to diet and nutrition, there seems to be plenty of myths and misinformation, especially online. For example, don't eat carbs if you want to lose weight, or go on a detox diet to cleanse your body. Trying to figure out what's true or not can be challenging. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today to address a few of these myths is registered dietitian Natalie Allen. She's also a clinical assistant professor of nutrition and dietetics at Missouri State University. Myth number one, ban carbs to lose weight.
Carbs have gotten a bad rap lately, and they're actually really important in our diet. They're what give you energy. What I would tell you is think about what are your carbohydrate sources. So if your carbs are coming from potato chips or cookies or, you know, a lot of processed foods, that's not your best source of energy or nutrition. But if you are looking at whole grains, berries, milk, yogurt, those are the ways you're getting carbohydrates. Those have a lot of nutrition and they're not necessarily high calorie foods. So when we're looking at losing weight, yes, we want you to cut some of the less nutritious, high sugar, high fat, high carb things, or limit those, make those a treat, and then focus on whole grain carb foods that have better nutrition.
Myth number two, cleanse your body with a detox diet.
Detox diets have been around for a long time, and there's a wide variety of definitions on those. Generally, it's greatly restricting your intake, lots of times to only liquids. There's some recipes online that will be a detox liquid. And then that liquid will be consumed for like 1 or 2 days to cleanse the body. And what it's going to do is cause your kidneys to be working a little bit extra, and you're going to be using the restroom quite a bit more on a detox diet. So I always tell people, if you're already, everything's good with that, then you probably don't need a detox. Eat fiber, eat foods that have nutrition in them to help certainly keep you regular and keep your body clean and healthy and everything functioning the right way. It's very rare that we would need to go to an extreme measure to clean our body. Our bodies are so amazing because we are naturally detoxed. Our kidneys are working to filter out our waste products. So does your liver, hopefully. So you don't necessarily need to do a special thing to detox your body from a metabolic standpoint.
Myth number three, gluten isn't good for you.
Gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, barley, and rye. It's very common in the American diet. Thankfully, not many people have a true allergy to gluten because that's a hard thing to do and a hard diet to follow. We have seen an increase in gluten-free products or people who are wanting to go gluten-free. And if that's the path you want to go down, that's certainly your choice. But look at what are you replacing the gluten-containing foods in your diet with? You want to replace it with healthier options and not just cut them out completely. So for example, maybe you make rice with your dinner instead of having a dinner roll. You're still getting the carbohydrates for energy and you're getting the nutrition, but there's no gluten and rice is gluten-free. Or maybe you say, I'm going to try to eat less calories overall. Several foods that we like have gluten, like pasta, pizza, cookies, cake, those all have a wheat base to them. And so if you cut those out and you say, I'm going to be less gluten by cutting those, you're naturally going to lose weight because you've cut the calories. So I don't know that gluten is the bad part or the culprit here. There are some populations we don't necessarily want to limit gluten because it's going to be harder to meet their carbohydrate needs. And an example of that would be a pregnant or lactating female or an athlete, because in a competitive sport or a child who's in high school or middle school that's playing a sport, gluten and carbohydrates are the main quick source of energy for them during practice and training and competition. So that would be a group we would not necessarily want to go gluten-free unless there was an allergy or a sensitivity that was causing other health concerns.
What's Allen's advice to distinguish fact from misinformation regarding diet and nutrition?
Number one, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. So take a step back and think critically. Does this make sense? Look at the sources. Who is giving you the information? Are they people in the healthcare field? Did they go to school to learn about this? Are they credentialed? So is it a physician, a dietitian, a nurse? Who's providing the information? That is key.
That was registered dietitian Natalie Allen from Missouri State. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.